It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles, a great selection at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're coming to you live from Sydney High School tonight. Happy 2019, everybody, as tonight the Sydney girls will be hosting the Oxford Blackhawks in a MAC matchup, our first game on WCDO in 2019. We have a game tonight. We also have a game on Friday as the UV boys will be taking on South Courtright on the road. That game will be at 7 o'clock on Friday night. So it should be a fun short week. It's strange because, yes, it's Wednesday, but with the holiday, and I hope everybody had a happy and safe New Year's. You know, it feels like a Monday, but it's a Wednesday. So I wanted to kick things off right in 2019. Sneak in tonight's game and also get Friday's game on before we really start to get into the meat and potatoes of the schedule coming up here. This is really, you know, the tournaments are over, and this is when the league schedule is really going to get started and get kicked off here. So our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish up our pregame show. It's going to be the Oxford girls taking on Sydney tonight here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I am proud to say that Butler Auto now features over 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. Our selection constantly changes, and you're sure to find a safe, reliable vehicle for your family. In fact, we have increased our truck inventory to offer a wide variety with more arriving daily. You might even find a commercial truck on the lots. Our experienced service department will take care of any and every service need. And right now, you'll receive free mounting and balancing with every tire purchased. Need a rental? We've got those too. So if you have family visiting for the holidays or get in an accident, Butler Auto Rental can help. When it's time for a new to you vehicle, let our family help yours at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Delaware Avenue across from the Kmart Plaza in Sydney. Check out our entire selection at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Sydney girls hosting Oxford tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Should be a good one here tonight. This Oxford team is scrappy, as I've seen them a couple of times so far this year. And Sydney always tough on their home floor. So it should be a great one tonight here between Oxford and Sydney. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have a MAC girls showdown tonight between the Warriors and the Blackhawks on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Egli family and the Egli Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egli Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egli Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egli Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull again here on WCDO tonight. Oxford is in town for a girls' matchup against Sydney. Here's our starting lineups. First, for the visiting Oxford Blackhawks, head coach is Chris Palmer. They start with 8th grader, number 3, Madeline Barrows. They also have junior number 14, Caitlin Quigley, junior number 21, Jada Albin, junior number 24, Ellie Ryan, and junior number 30, Carly Miller. On the other side for Sydney, they will start with sophomore number 1, Savannah Baldwin, 8th grader number 5, Emma Simmons, senior number 13, Mariah Gifford, junior number 23, Haley Larson, and senior number 35, Crystal Bavar. So 2 8th graders in the starting lineup, 1 for Oxford and 1 for Sydney. I've heard a lot about both of these 8th graders. I've seen Madeline Barrows in person, as I saw Oxford against Franklin a couple of weeks ago in a tight ball game, which Franklin from the Tri-Valley League pulled out against Oxford at home at FCS. I haven't seen Sydney yet this year, and that's why I made it a point to be here tonight, because I knew that they are a team that is, I don't want to call it rebuilding mode necessarily, but since Coach Pierce has come in here, we're seeing a noticeable difference in this Lady Warriors team, and they're doing a great job this year. They're very feisty, very competitive, so we'll see what they bring to the table here tonight. They'll have their hands full with Oxford, but we'll see how it goes. So Sydney in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim, says Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform, has the Sydney S on the side of the shorts. They will be going right to left. Oxford is in the road black uniforms with the red and the white trim, says Oxford in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. They'll be going left to right. We'll have Carly Miller jumping it up here, the very talented junior for the Oxford Lady Blackhawks. On the other side for Sydney, jumping up will be the junior, number 23, Haley Larson. So we'll get things underway. Opening tip will go to the Blackhawks, I should say. And here comes Barrows down the floor. The 8th grader will kick it out to Ellie Ryan. And now to the high post here for Caitlin Quigley. Now back to Carly Miller. She reverses to the far side. Pull-up jumper is off the mark and no good for Quigley. A foul on the rebound. And this one will be a foul on Carly Miller, it looks like, for Oxford on the rebound. Went over the back. And so we're 20 seconds in. We're scoreless. Sydney with the ball for the first time tonight. Left side of the floor here for Emma Simmons. Simmons will find Haley Larson, drives to the hoop. That one was partially blocked there by Carly Miller of the Oxford Blackhawks, and back down the floor they come. Here is Barrows, tries to take it to the rim. Right-handed layup is no good. Crystal Bavar is there to Windex the glass, pull it down, and Sydney will bring it back up the floor. 7:15 to go, first quarter. Scoreless as we are underway between the Warriors and the Blackhawks. Here is Savannah Baldwin on the baseline, left side. Throws to the interior here for Mariah Gifford. It's off the mark as that pass was picked off, and Oxford will come away with it. Back up the floor as they go left to right. And Oxford will work it to the right side of the floor. A little give and go back to Barrow. She takes it to the rim, tosses it up and in. And so the 8th grader, Madeline Barrows, with the first bucket of the night, making it Oxford 2 and Sydney nothing, with 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Sydney is across the midcourt timeline. They go to the right side of the floor looking for Emma Simmons. Simmons will now go to Mariah Gifford. Now back to Simmons. Gets down low on the baseline. Will look to pull it back out. Goes to the high post and leaves one for Mariah Gifford. They pass to the interior. Left low block for Crystal Bavar. Had her pocket picked, and Oxford will come away with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. It is Oxford leading 2-0. They pass to the interior for Caitlin Quigley. Now back up to the high post here for Barrows. Barrows to the far side for Carly Miller. Going back out for Ryan. Ryan at the left elbow will pass one back off for Jada Albin. They'll work it inside for Miller. Turn around, baby hook is off the mark and no good. Baldwin with a rebound, and up the floor she comes. And she'll put the brakes on to set up the offense for Sydney. 5:55 to go, first quarter. It is Sydney trailing Oxford 2-0 here at Sydney High School tonight on WCDL. We're glad to have you along. Bounce pass into the corner now for Sydney. Back to Baldwin. Pull-up jumper. Tries to bank one off the glass. It's no good. Rebound for Barrows, and she'll bring it back up the floor. Across the midcourt timeline looking for Carly Miller, but the pass was too tall, and it goes out of play. Oxford will go to the bench. Jada Albin will come out, and coming in will be the senior, Allison Beckwith. Beckwith was just named a All-State selection for volleyball, had a very good volleyball season for Oxford. And Sydney will bring it back up the floor after that Blackhawks turnover with 5.5 to go first quarter, 2-0 lead here for Oxford over Sydney on the road. Here is Emma Simmons. Gets into the high post area. Thought maybe she got fouled there. She tried to split two defenders. Lost the ball. Oxford comes ahead with Madeline Barrows. The eighth grader feeds it inside. Stolen away there by Sydney. Nice job by Mariah Gifford to get her fingertips on that one and steal it away. Sydney back up the floor. Gifford with the basketball. Tries a shot from the foul line. Goes wide left. Rebound for Oxford. And Ellie Ryan will bring it back up the floor. Slows it down. Pumps the brakes. Sets up the offense here for Oxford. They go to Beckwith on the far side. She lost it as she tried to pass to the interior, last touched by Sydney and Mariah Gifford. 4:50 to go, first quarter. Here tonight on WCDL, I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along. A 2-0 lead for Oxford over Sydney. They'll try to increase it here. A turnaround baby hook is good in the lane for Caitlin Quigley. Her first points, and it is a 4-0 ball game here with 4:38 to go in this first quarter. And now they'll pass one down low. Crystal Bavar with a turnaround shot. That one is off the mark. A rebound for Oxford. They'll bring it back up the floor with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Right side of the floor here for Ellie Ryan. She tries to take it down low. Shot is up and good for Ryan. She gets it to go. And so Oxford makes the score 6-0 with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Sydney will bring it back across the midcourt timeline. Left side of the floor here for Mariah Gifford. Gifford to the high post for Simmons. Simmons with a little up and under. It's good. And the bucket is good there for Emma Simmons, the eighth grader, with her first basket. And the score now is Oxford 6 and Sydney 2 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. And so Oxford's going to go to the bench again here, and Hannah Hodge will check in, the senior. And Carly Miller will get a little breather. Oxford does have a deep bench, so they're going to be able to run some players at the Warriors here. Sydney gets the ball in. They go to the high post. It's taken away here by Oxford. A pass ahead up off the glass for Barrows. As she tries a left-handed layup, is no good. Good trailer rebound there, hustling back by Sydney's Savannah Baldwin to clean it up. So 3:50 to go, first quarter. 6-2 is the score. And to the top of the key here for Mariah Gifford. Gifford will pass one down low on the baseline. Now we'll dump one off. The shot is no good there by Haley Larson. Picked back up by Crystal Bavar. And now inside again for Bavar. Got it back from Mariah Gifford. Gifford with the jumper. It's good. So Mariah Gifford gets it to go. Well, we've got a little bit of a problem here, folks. The clock has not started in about the last minute. It was paused for quite a long time. So I'm going to have to see what the officials will want to do about that. Here's Ellie Ryan with a breakaway layup. She gets that to go. And so right now it is Oxford 8 and Sydney 4. Well, there's 3:35 to go in the first quarter. I don't know if they're going to fix that clock or if the officials even noticed it, but the clock was frozen, didn't move for about a minute. So we'll see what happens there. 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Sydney looking for a straightaway shot opportunity. They won't get it. Now they'll go to the right side. Passing one down low as that was Gifford looking for Larson. The pass was too tall, out of bounds, ball back to Oxford with 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. 8-4 is the score. Oxford is on top of Sydney. Sydney's going to go to the bench as well. Megan Warden will check in, as well as Caitlin Bookout. So Coach Donnie Pierce, not afraid to use his bench as well. I think that the officials probably didn't notice that on the clock, and so they'll probably just let that go. So we'll have a little extra time here than what we would have had in the first quarter. It's all good. 8-4 is the score. Oxford is on top of Sydney, and Sydney is on defense. Here's Carly Miller with the ball for Oxford. Works one into the corner. A pull-up jumper here for Taylor Moore, who's checked into the game now for Oxford, is off the mark. A rebound for Emma Simmons. Back up the floor she comes. Across the big Sydney S. Goes to the left side. Pull-up jumper here for the Warriors is no good from Caitlin Bookout. A rebound for Oxford with 2:45 to go in the first frame. Ellie Ryan will get across midcourt. stops, sets up the offense here for the Blackhawks. It's a tight one so far. Oxford 8, Sydney 4. Warriors are hanging tough. Pull-up jumper, a line drive is up and good for Allison Beckwith, and that gets Oxford into double digits. 10-4, they now lead Sydney with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Simmons to the top of the key. They go to Baldwin right side. Baldwin looking for options. Gets off the screen here, trying to free up. Goes back far side for Caitlin Bookout. As Sydney runs the offense here, deep in the first quarter. They trail by 6 on their home floor. Looking to get a bucket slice into the lead here a little bit. Here's Simmons with a running jumper. It won't fall. Rebound for Oxford and Hannah Hodge. Outlet pass is almost stolen back here by Sydney, but Ellie Ryan will bring it back up the floor. Ryan to the right side. She's fouled on the floor with a minute 53 to go in the first quarter. Foul is going to be on Jordan Lang here for Sydney. Actually, no, foul will be on Savannah Baldwin for Sydney. Lang was underneath there as well after she came into the ball game. So it's Oxford 10, Sydney 4. Minute 50 to go in the first quarter. A pull-up jumper on the inbounds pass by Carly Miller for Oxford is no good, but she's fouled and will head to the line. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along, and big thank you to all our listeners online as well at WCDOsports.com. That is brought to you by SFCU. Miller's first shot from the charity stripe is no good. So a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Sydney at home here tonight, hosting Oxford. They trail by 6 points in the early going, 10-4. Carly Miller, 0-for-1 so far, steps in. Her second shot is good. So the very talented number 30, Carly Miller, the junior, gets her first points of the night, and it's Oxford 11 and Sydney 4. Minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Simmons on the right side of the floor for Sydney. Splits two defenders, gets trapped in the corner, though, tries a pass to the interior, and that one goes through the hands of Megan Warden out of bounds and is going to go back to the Blackhawks. So Oxford not afraid to use the bench as they will go to the bench once again. And Taylor Moore will check back in here. Now Oxford quickly down the floor. They give it to Carly Miller. Misses a left-handed layup, which is point-blank range there. Couldn't get it. Back up the floor for Sydney. A pull-up jumper for Emma Simmons from 20 feet. No good. Rebound for the Warriors is put up by Caitlin Bookout. That won't go. Rebound ahead for Oxford. Quickly running as the eighth grader, Madeline Barrows, wants to take it to the rim. Shot is blocked, and they'll say she was fouled with a minute 12 to go in the first quarter. So the score, Oxford 11, Sydney 4. And heading to the line will be Madeline Barrows to shoot two here for the Blackhawks. First shot for Barrows is in and out. Got to see Barrows a couple times last year when I saw Oxford, and she was a talented JV player as a seventh grader and has made the jump and is in the starting lineup as just an eighth grader here for Oxford. She goes 0-for-2 at the line, so there's the broadcaster's curse at work. Sydney in transition. Good pass and up for a left-handed layup. Barrows can't get it to go off the feed from Baldwin, and we'll have a jump ball off the rebound. Possession arrow is going to give it back to the Blackhawks. Great setup there from Baldwin. Finding Simmons, she just couldn't finish. And Sydney looked a little frustrated after that one. Minute to go in the first quarter. Oxford 11 and Sydney 4. Oxford pounds one back down and low for Carly Miller. It won't go down. Rebound loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball this time. The arrow will give it back to the Warriors. And so Sydney will get the ball back. 50 seconds to go. This would be big if they could get a jumper here, cut into this lead a little bit before the end of the first quarter. We'll see what happens with 45 seconds to go. Savannah Baldwin tries a three-pointer from downtown and nails it. Just as I said that, Savannah Baldwin dials long distance. It's Oxford 11 and Sydney 7. Big-time play there from Baldwin as she stepped up for the big-time three-pointer. Oxford right back the other way, and Caitlin Quigley says, no, not so fast. Turnaround jumper at the right low block makes it 13-7. With 20 seconds to go in the first quarter, Simmons gets across midcourt, setting up for what should be the last shot of the first quarter. Shot clock is off, and they'll work it down low with Megan Warden. Warden back out for Savannah Baldwin, finds Simmons, pump fakes, gets in the lane, the floater is good. Emma Simmons now with 4 points, and it's 13-9, so Sydney staying in this one. Oxford tries a half-court heave, it's not in time, And that'll do it for the end of the first quarter. With the score, the Oxford girls leading Sydney 13-9 here at Sydney High School tonight. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start the second quarter in Sydney tonight. Thanks for joining us for Girls High School MAC action tonight. Our score as we start the second quarter is Oxford 13 and Sydney 9. Back up the floor to the right side. Sydney with the basketball to start things off. Baldwin will work one into the corner now. And we'll find Caitlin Bookout. Back to Baldwin. Little give and go, right back to Bookout. Pull-up jumper, just misses wide right. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up here by the Blackhawks, and Barrows will wheel this one back up the floor. Barrows with a pass down low to the left low block for Ellie Ryan. Her shot won't go, and a rebound here for Megan Warren. Boy, both teams are really working hard for those rebounds tonight. So Warren there. Here's Carly Miller. She gets the rebound, puts it right back up and in, this time for the Blackhawks. She has 3 points, and Oxford leads 15-9 early in the second quarter here tonight on WCDO. Across midcourt, here is Savannah Baldwin, left side, tries to dribble through two defenders, lost control of it. They'll have a reach-in foul here on Caitlin Quigley, and so that's the team's first here in the second quarter. Girls' fouls resetting each quarter. Her first, team's first. Sydney will look to get the ball in. They find Megan Warden, and she is fouled as she got it in the paint. Good pass there from Baldwin to find her. And she was fouled. And so that will be on Ellie Ryan. Her first, team second. And so Baldwin will look to get the inbounds pass again. This time Ryan is right there for Oxford to steal it away. An outlet pass ahead here for Amelia Wakefield. Tries to go up for the right-handed layup, but had it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. And it will stay with Oxford. Last touch by the Warriors of Sydney. Oxford will get it in. Here is Ellie Ryan with a deep three right side, left it short. Rebound for Barrows, puts it up. That one doesn't have enough mustard on it. Tries a third time, and this time misses to the left. Ball out of bounds on the rebound, and it goes back to Sydney. So three chances there for Oxford. They can't get it to go down. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. It is Oxford 15 and Sydney 9 here tonight on WCDL, live from Sydney High School. And right to the right side of the floor as Sydney goes right to left. A pass to the interior here for Hannah Gray. They'll say she traveled. Ball back to Oxford. Sydney's going to go to the bench. Sarah Bassett will check in. Haley Larson and Crystal LeVar all back into the lineup here. So both teams have shown they'll play 8, 9, maybe even 10 players in a game like this. And that's a nice luxury to have. 6:20 to go, second quarter. Make sure to stay tuned. At halftime, we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. As here is Oxford on offense again. Ellie Ryan dribbles right into the paint. Uncontested little jumper, puts it home. She's got 6 points. Oxford leads 17-9 on the road here against Sydney. Sydney trying to answer. A pull-up jumper from Savannah Baldwin, left wing side, is too strong. Rebound for the Blackhawks, and here they come. Ryan in transition finds Carly Miller. Puts it up. She's blocked. Boy, it looked pretty clean. The official says no. Got her on the wrist. Foul will be on Savannah Baldwin. Her second, and the team's first, I should say. So Miller is back to the line here for the Oxford Blackhawks. Settling in, and first shot is up and good for Carly Miller. Miller, I would say, is probably the tallest player on the floor, and the rosters aren't, they don't list height, but I would say Miller has to be a solid 5'11", one of the taller players on the court, if not the tallest here tonight, and she goes two for two. Crystal Bavar might be the tallest player that Sydney has out on the floor tonight, although Haley Larson's right up there as well. They got to be anywhere between 5'9", 5'10", somewhere in that ballpark. Simmons with the basketball here for Sydney. The eighth grader gets it back off. Sarah Bissette, pull-up jumper, left it just a touch short from the foul line. And Oxford with another rebound. Blackhawks doing a good job cleaning the glass right now as they have a 10-point lead, 19-9, with 5.5 to go in the second quarter here tonight at Sydney. Left side of the floor, Barrows with a step-back three. This one dies on the side of the rim. Rebound is by Crystal Bavar, and Sydney is off to the races. Quickly ahead here for Bissette. Pulls up for the jumper, no. Passes inside, finds Larson. Turnaround shot is good. Haley Larson gets it to go, and it's 19-11. With 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Across the midcourt timeline, here is Barrows setting up the offense. They pass down low for Wakefield. Her shot won't go, and Sydney with the ball trying to chip away at this Oxford lead. Oxford leads 19-11 at the moment. They'll work it inside to Crystal Bavar. Back out for Bissette. She's at the right elbow as Sydney goes right to left. Now a steal by Ellie Ryan, and she's going to take off to the races across midcourt. Ryan trying to take it coast to coast, and she's fouled with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Foul is going to be on Haley Larson, and that's her first, team second, again with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Foul is on the floor. So both teams, about midway through this second quarter, have two fouls apiece. Sydney will be on defense as Oxford gets it in. Here's Carly Miller at the right low block. Too strong. Rebound for Caitlin Quigley, up and in. So you got Caitlin Quigley now with 6 points as she finishes off that layup. Ellie Ryan with 6 and Carly Miller with 5 for Oxford. Back in transition. Here's Simmons with a jumper, and she's fouled as she tried to take it right into the Lions den there to go coast to coast, and the eighth grader will head to the line. With 4.5 to go in the second quarter, it's 21-11. Oxford is on top of Sydney. And so Emma Simmons will head to the line. First shot coming for Simmons is up and good. So Simmons is the leading scorer right now for Sydney with 5 points. And the second shot coming here for Simmons. I'm impressed so far. She's done a great job. And this one is too strong. And again, the broadcaster's curse as it rolls out of bounds. Valiant effort there by Haley Larson to try to save it, but it just rolls out of play. So Oxford will get it back. Blackhawks leading the Warriors 21-12 here with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Ellie Ryan to the right side of the floor. Tries to pass to the interior. Good defense there by Crystal Bavar, using those goalie skills from soccer season to punch that one away. Ball is still loose after Bavar got a piece of it. Ellie Ryan finally scoops it up. Ryan steps back out and wants to reset the offense. Now she's going to take it right into the paint, tosses this one up and in. So Ellie Ryan with 8 points, and it's 23-12 with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Sydney back up the floor with Mariah Gifford on the right side. Pulls it out, sets up the offense. Bounce pass into the corner now for Emma Simmons. Simmons with a pump fake, takes it down low. Jumper is too strong. Bavar with a good rebound. Back out for Gifford. Gifford pumps it right back into Bavar. Back outside for Bissette at the foul line, and a jump ball is called as Bissette got tied up. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Sydney. And so Mariah Gifford will be inbounding the basketball with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Again, our score, Oxford girls leading Sydney 23-12. Sydney looking to get it in. They will. They find Simmons. She gets into the paint, tosses it up. Can't get that to go. Gifford with a rebound. And let's see, just as I thought maybe they were going to call that one a jump ball, they will say a foul is here on Allison Beckwith of Oxford. And so this will be Beckwith first and the team's fourth. So if they can get one more, Sydney would be shooting for the rest of the quarter until halftime. Gifford will get it on the inbounds pass, tosses one in. And finding Simmons here, goes right into the paint there, and she gets thrown to the ground. A jump ball is the call. She got tied up, went down a little hard. No foul play there, just how the play went down. It was a physical type of play. And so the ball on the possession arrow will give it back to Oxford. Here's Ellie Ryan into the paint, taken away here by Simmons. Simmons lost it. It goes right back to Oxford. Here is Beckwith on the baseline. Beckwith is in trouble here. She gets double teamed. Passes one back out. A long three ball here for Oxford is off the mark and no good. Therefore, Jada Albin and a rebound for Sydney. Boy, Simmons is scrapping out there right now. She got a couple of steals. She's been all over the place on defense, doing a lot for an eighth grader. Simmons pulls it up. Now we'll find Gifford with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Score is Oxford 23, Sydney 12. Simmons, the pump fake, tosses it up and in. Simmons now with 7 points. Doing a great job here for Sydney. And they're staying within that 10-point barrier. It's 23-14. Oxford goes inside to Caitlin Quigley. Now back out for Albin. Albin, pump fakes. She's got Gifford right in her shorts. Good defense. Has to pull it out and reset. Now they'll try to go to Allison Beckwith on the interior, but the pass first from Hannah Hodge. They'll say she shuffled her feet before she let it go, and a traveling violation is the call. 2:20 to go, second quarter, with the score Oxford 23 and Sydney 14. Simmons will walk it up the floor now. She looks like maybe she's a little tired. She's played every minute here of this first half, and they expect a lot of her. Here is Crystal Bavar at the left low block. Gets double-teamed. Finds Simmons. Simmons is battling here with Jada Albin. Albin will come away with it for Oxford and will outlet pass to Caitlin Quigley and safely into the hands of the point guard, Madeline Barrows, who's back across midcourt. And so the turnover will give Oxford the basketball again with 1:50 to go before halftime. Steal, though, by Crystal Bavar. She stole the inbounds pass and ahead for Mariah Gifford. Gifford trying to go coast-to-coast. Tosses one up. Shot was too strong and off the back of the rim. A rebound for Oxford. Madeline Barrows gets across midcourt, picks up her dribble in a funny spot, but finds Albin. Give and go back to Barrows. Is taken away here by Sarah Bissett. And Bissett ahead now for Haley Larson. Larson had it slip through her fingertips. Ball is back to Oxford. Currently a game of hot potato as Sydney steals it right back again here with Simmons. And Simmons will work it up the floor on the left side. Across the midsection of the court, she'll find Sarah Bissett deep in the corner. Chucks up a two-pointer. Won't go. And the rebound is taken down here by Oxford. And Barrows will walk it up the floor with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. It's Oxford 23 and Sydney 14. Oxford working it around, trying to get a good shot, but Bissett is there with some scrappy hands, takes it away. We'll have a jump ball as she gets tied up with Barrows, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Sydney. 55 seconds to go before the halftime break. Oxford leading 23-14. Simmons gets across midcourt. Now to the right side of the floor, setting up the offense. Into the corner for Haley Larson. Larson on the baseline, tries to feed one across here for Jasana Williams, who checked in for Sydney. Williams is at the left low block, and she'll travel. Tried to go up for the shot there, lost control of it, and shuffled her feet in the meantime, with 36 seconds to go in the second quarter. Our score, Oxford 23 and Sydney 14. Blackhawks will work it up the floor with Madeline Barrows. Barrows will find Albin as they go left to right in front of the Sydney bench on the right wing side. Inside pass for Caitlin Quigley, puts it up and in. They've had a lot of success when they've been able to work it inside to Caitlin Quigley, and she has made Sydney pay. And it's 25-14, Oxford on top. Sydney can play for the last shot of the half if they want. And they'll go to Mariah Gifford as they get into their own offensive end of the floor. Gifford will find Emma Simmons. Simmons, with 5 seconds, back out for Bissett, a long three, left it short, rebound loose, and time will expire. Our halftime score, Oxford 25 and Sydney 14. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report live from Sydney High School tonight on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, After an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's time now for the Marabito Energy Marabito Halftime Report, excuse me, brought to you, of course, by Marabito Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score is the Oxford girls leading Sydney 25-14. Let's go through our scoring summary. First, for Oxford, they have 8 points apiece. This is a team high from Caitlin Quigley and Ellie Ryan, 5 from Carly Miller, 2 from Allison Beckwith, and 2 from Madeline Barrows. On the other side for Sydney, a team high 7 points in the first half for the 8th grader, Emma Simmons, and then 3 points from Savannah Baldwin, and 2 apiece from Mariah Gifford and Haley Larson. So, got to say, I'm impressed with both 8th graders. Barrows for Oxford, Simmons here for Sydney. And you can see Simmons, you know, sometimes when they bring someone up early and you get a chance to watch them play, you can see, okay, they're very, very ready for this level. And you can see that, I think, with both of these girls. And it's going to be a pleasure to watch them over the next couple of years. I always like it when they bring a player up early, at least from my media perspective. You get a long time to really watch that player develop and grow and learn and get better as time goes on. And both teams have great coaching staffs, and Chris Palmer for Oxford and of course, Donnie Pierce for Sydney, that will work with those girls and make them better. So that's going to be a lot of fun watching them over the next couple of years and just kind of seeing how they develop and how both programs develop as well. I think Oxford is in a great spot right now. A lot of their core is juniors, and then, of course, Barrows in eighth grade. I mean, you're going to lose some key pieces this year with Beckwith graduating and, of course, some great role players in Hodge and Marshman. But, I mean, when you have Albin, Ryan, Miller, Barrows all coming back next year, I think the landscape in the MAC could be a lot different next year as well with BG losing some key pieces. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a very interesting year this year and next year. And Oxford is kind of right on the edge of, like, kind of breaking into. If they could get a couple of key upset wins, you know, they could really be in playoff contention. So they're a great team. So it's a lot of fun to watch them and to watch some of the young players continue to grow and to develop. Our halftime score is Oxford 25, Sydney 14. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on WCDO. Nate Lull with you tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer at our Main Street studio right here in Sydney. It's Oxford 25 and Sydney 14 in a girls' MAC battle here tonight. Kind of a quiet night on the local sports scene. You know, a lot of schools went back into session today after the holiday break. Some don't start until tomorrow, but some did start today. So everybody kind of getting back into the groove. Boy, I've talked to a lot of coaches over the last couple of days, and they're like, I'm ready for holiday break to be over. They're not ready to necessarily go back to work, but in terms of basketball, you know, they're like, hey, when my athletes are in a routine of getting up and having breakfast and going to school and everything, we play a lot better than when they sometimes get to be home and, you know, they don't have that routine as much during the holiday break. So I think everybody was ready for that to be over and to kind of get back to business. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting. This is really when you get into the league, the meat of the league schedule. You know, a couple other non-leaguers are left, but really this is where really things start to matter. And all the work in the summer and the preseason and the early season non-league games and the tournaments, this is where you hope it pays off. So it's going to be interesting to see how things shape up for the MAC in terms of the girls as well as the boys. I think the race is still wide open for both the girls and the boys. There's a lot of teams that I think could get hot at the right time and have a chance to get into the top four playoffs. So that's going to be a lot of fun here over the next couple of months. So make sure you stay tuned. You can always check out WCDOsports.com. Top of the page has our schedule of where we'll be each week. And remember, if you miss a game that we do on the radio, you can always go back and listen on WCDOsports.com. Our game audio archive is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. When we come back, we'll start the third quarter. Our score, Oxford 25, Sydney 14 on WCDO. We'll be right back.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We'll get things back underway. Sydney with the basketball. They're in the home white uniforms tonight with the maroon trim. They'll go left to right to start the second half. Oxford will go the other direction here in the second half as they have black uniforms with the red and the white trim. They will go right to left to start the second half. Oxford will get the ball after Sydney throws it away on the first possession of the second half. So 7.5 to go in this third quarter. It is Oxford leading Sydney 25-14. And Oxford with the basketball and a steal now by Savannah Baldwin, but will have a reach-in foul. Good defense there by Baldwin. Good effort, I should say, but she just, according to the officials, reached in a little bit too much there and got her on the wrist. And so 7.5 to go, third quarter. 25-14 is the score. The Blackhawks on top of the Warriors. Second foul, personally, on Baldwin, first of the second half. Here on Sydney, or of the third quarter, I should say. Here is Oxford with the basketball again, going right to left. They'll work it inside. Caitlin Quigley, a turnaround shot is no good. Rebound here for Sydney. Here's Simmons back down the floor on the left side. Simmons will pass one into the corner now for Mariah Gifford. Little turnaround shot as she worked it inside for Haley Larson. It was blocked, and Oxford will come away with the basketball. Back across the midcourt timeline to the high post. Little post move there for Miller. Won't go. Rebound is loose on the floor. And this is going to be a foul on Miller. That's going to be her third foul in the team's first of the third quarter as Miller was chasing that rebound down. And so Sydney will get the ball back. If Sydney could continue to play solid defense like they have, but string these possessions together and get some points, they could be right back in this ball game. With 6:45 to go in the third quarter, still a lot of time left. They'll work it down low. Good shot here from Haley Larson. It's just too strong. Last touch by Oxford's Carly Miller. Ball bounces out of bounds. And we'll go back to Sydney with 6:40 to go in the third quarter. It's 25-14. They'll get it in. Savannah Baldwin with a three left side, left it short. Not enough spice on that one. Quigley rips down the rebound and back up the floor for Oxford. Here is Madeline Barrows across midcourt. Barrows holding on to it. We'll go to the high post for Ellie Ryan. Ryan into the corner now for Carly Miller. Miller looking for options, skips across the top of the defense. Inside now for Caitlin Quigley. Turnaround shot, no good. Good defense by Crystal Bavar. Taps the rebound ahead for Savannah Baldwin. Baldwin now will pass one to the left wing side for Mariah Gifford. Her shot is too strong. Rebound loose on the floor. Gifford gets it back, tosses it up. Shot won't go. Bavar chases down another loose ball, and Sydney holds on. So we're 2 minutes into the third quarter. Neither team has scored so far. The score remains Oxford 25 and Sydney 14. Simmons will pass into the corner for Savannah Baldwin. She drives down low and she's fouled as she takes it to the rim. And let's see if that was in the act of shooting or if it'll be on the floor. Yes, it'll be in the act of shooting. It's going to be the second personal foul on Caitlin Quigley and the third foul. Second foul, I should say, on Oxford as a team. Savannah Baldwin with the free throw. First one is no good, so the score remains Oxford 25 and Sydney 14. Second shot coming here for Baldwin, trying to get this game back to a 10-point ball game. This one is up and good here for Savannah Baldwin. So she has 4 points. It's 25 for Oxford and 15 here for Sydney with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Here is Ellie Ryan. Works one to the high post and out to the inside. Oxford looking for a turnaround shot from Hannah Hodge, but it was stolen away here by Mariah Gifford. Gifford kicks one into the corner for Savannah Baldwin. A pull-up shot is no good. Baldwin gets her own rebound, fires up again, left it short. Haley Larson with a rebound. She tries to put it up. It was blocked, and Ellie Ryan comes away with the basketball here for Oxford with 5:15 to go, third quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds. Good heads-up play there by Sydney's Mariah Gifford, who knocked it out of bounds as they were running back up the floor. Oxford will hold on to the ball. Oxford's going to take a timeout with 5:20 to go in the third. It's Oxford 25, Sydney 15. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO. 25-15, Oxford is on top of Sydney. Out of the timeout, Oxford with the basketball. They'll take a shot from the left elbow. That's off the mark. And a rebound for Sydney. They'll bring it back up the floor with Mariah Gifford. Gifford holding on to it on the right wing side. Passing down low for Crystal Bavar. Her shot from the right low block won't go. Rebound for Ellie Ryan. Did everything but finish right there. Good play by Crystal Bavar. Just couldn't get the icing on the cake. 4:40 to go, third quarter, and it's going to be a turnover here for Oxford. Madeline Barrows double dribbles as she brought it back up the floor. Sydney will get the basketball back, and Mariah Gifford will walk it up the floor, and Savannah Baldwin will get across the midcourt timeline. Sydney trying to cut this back to single digits. Here is Baldwin, gets a good seal there from Crystal Bavar, but couldn't get the shot to go. Boy, two good possessions and two quality looks, and the shots just wouldn't fall there for Sydney. With 4:20 to go here in the third quarter, Oxford working it around again. They're in the black with the red and white trim tonight, going right to left in the second half. Caitlin Quigley, a turnaround shot, no, denied and blocked, and then stolen by Mariah Gifford. Gifford quickly back up the floor, gets tied up, will have a reach-in foul against Oxford. That'll be on Burroughs. So that's her first and the team's third with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Again, thanks for joining us tonight on WCDL. The score is Oxford 25 and Sydney 15 in a girls' MAC battle tonight from Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lowe, and we're glad to have you along here tonight on CDL and WCDLSports.com. Here is the eighth grader, Emma Simmons. On the right side of the floor, we'll pass one back out for Savannah Baldwin. Baldwin now will work it to Mariah Gifford. Left side of the floor, had her pocket picked, and here comes Hannah Hodge quickly in transition for Oxford. Leaves one off for Ellie Ryan, who puts it up and in. Ryan is into double figures. She has 10 points. And it's Oxford 27 and Sydney 15 with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Here is Barrows across the Sydney S at midcourt. Dishes one underhand for Mariah Gifford on the left side of the floor. Gifford is in trouble but gets it off to Savannah Baldwin as she was double-teamed. Baldwin will work it out. 10 to go on the shot clock. Baldwin looking for some space. Dribble drive right side. Finds Crystal Bavar. Back out for Simmons. Into the corner for Baldwin. Baldwin again into the paint, tosses up the jumper, rims around, no good. Crystal Bavar the rebound, and she's fouled as she puts it back up with 3:12 to go in the third quarter. Sydney with an opportunity to cut this back to a 10-point lead. And so Bavar will step in looking for her first points of the night, the senior wearing number 35 here for Sydney. Bavar's first shot is no good. So again, 3:12 to go, third quarter. Sydney will go to the bench. Megan Warden will check in, as well as Caitlin Bookout. Barrels will check back in for Oxford. Quigley will get a break. Bavar's second shot coming for the Warriors. Bavar settles in. Shot is off the back of the rim. No good. So Bavar goes 0 for 2. Ball out of bounds. And it will go to Oxford. Last touched by Sydney. And so Sydney wants to bring a little full court pressure here now. They'll quickly back it off. Hannah Hodge will get across midcourt, finds Ellie Ryan, who wants to set up the offense, goes back to Hodge at the right low block. Hodge will kick it to the top of the key, and now they'll work it to the left side for Jada Albin. Albin works it down low for Madeline Barrows. Her shot won't go, and a left-handed layup swirls around the rim and then falls off, and Sydney with the rebound. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. It's 27-15. Sydney in transition. Great pass from Baldwin, finding Caitlin Bookout, who puts it in. And it's 27-17, so Sydney is within striking distance here with 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Ellie Ryan will go back for Madeline Barrows. Barrows will find Allison Beckwith. Beckwith for Jada Albin, right wing side. Outside the three-point arc, she passes to the interior, but it's stolen by Megan Warden. Warden down the right side of the floor. Takes it coast to coast, puts it up and in. Warden finishes it off, and look out, folks, here comes Sydney. It is Oxford 27 and Sydney 19 with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Sydney needing a stop on defense. A shot from Oxford on the right side is no good. Bookout with a big spark off the bench with a rebound here. Lost it, though. Just slipped through her fingertips, and Oxford gets it back. And here is Ellie Ryan. Killer crossover, gets into the paint. Pull-up jumper, too strong. Rebound for Sydney and Crystal Bavar. Outlet pass to Savannah Baldwin. Streaking down midcourt like she was shot out of a rocket, puts it up and she's fouled as she goes in for the left-handed layup and will head to the line with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Foul will be on Ellie Ryan, her second, team's fourth, and so Baldwin will head to the line. She has 4 points, looking to add to it here. These are big shots. Baldwin's first, dies on the front of the rim, and it's no good. So remains an 8-point ballgame, but Sydney slowly chipping away here, but time will start to become a factor with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Need to start making a little more room to get back in. Second shot for Baldwin is no good. And shooting from the foul line, poor shooting, I should say, for Sydney as a team tonight has not helped. Oxford back the other way. Here's Albin for three. Air balls this one. Ball will roll out of bounds and go back to Sydney with a minute 33 to go in the third quarter. A lot of the coaches that I talk to, and I'm sure any coach would agree that, boy, you have to shoot foul shots well throughout a ball game just to give yourself a chance. There are free open opportunities. You have to shoot a good percentage. Minute 25 to go in the third quarter. It's 27-19. Sydney is trailing Oxford here at Sydney High School tonight in a MAC girls basketball contest. Sydney with the basketball going left to right. Here is Caitlin Book out in the corner, reversing to the far side for Tara Smith, who's into the game. Smith with a pull-up jumper. That one's just a little bit too strong. Rolled around the rim and then popped free. Rebound for Oxford with a minute to go in the third quarter. Back the other way. They try a long pass, and this one was too strong. Barrows tried that home run baseball sling as she saw Beckwith open, but it was too tall underneath the basket. And so now back up the floor here for Sydney. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor for Bookout. Bookout passing it down low for Jordan Lang. Lang with a turnaround shot. No good. Rebound for Megan Ward in right place, right time. She's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she'll head to the line. So that will be the first foul here on Jada Albin, her first team's fifth. And so to the line here for Sydney is Megan Warden. Warden's first shot is no good off the front of the rim, second one coming. So Sydney trails by eight, trying to chip it down just a little closer here before the end of the third quarter. Second shot coming is good for Megan Warden. Timeout is taken here. 30-second timeout by head coach Donnie Pierce. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Oxford 27, Sydney 20. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. Happy 2019. I hope everybody had a safe and happy New Year celebration out there. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Our score is Oxford 27 and Sydney 20. Oxford is fouled as they bring it back up the floor. Barrows was fouled by Tara Smith, who was playing very tight defense out of the Sydney timeout. That's her first and the team's second here in the third quarter. Oxford will inbound the basketball. Far side of the floor with Allison Beckwith as they go right to left. They'll get it in on the right wing side with Barrows. Barrows dribbles out of trouble. Turnaround shot as she gets to the left side. Too strong. Rebound for Sydney. Back up the floor at midcourt. Ball was taken away from Tara Smith. Oxford gets it back, and Barrows is going to be fouled with 23 seconds left in this third quarter. So the score 27-20. Team's third. I believe the foul there was called on Emma Simmons of Sydney. Ball is in. Oxford will have it. Here is Jada Albin. Albin looking for options. Down to 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. They go to Beckwith in the corner. Now back up for Wakefield at the top of the key. To the right side here for Barrows. Barrows will find Beckwith. Dribble drive. Inside. 5 seconds left for Barrows. She's triple teamed. Has to kick one back out. A shot from the foul line. Won't go down. And that'll do it. End of the third quarter is Oxford 27, Sydney 20. Should be an exciting finish coming up here on WCDO. We'll be back.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen & Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Oxford takes a 27-20 advantage over Sydney as we hit the fourth quarter here on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Sydney with the basketball. Simmons will look to work it down low, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession is going to go back to Oxford here with 10 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. Our score is Oxford 27 and Sydney 20. Oxford will bring it back up the floor here with Madeline Barrows. Sydney trying to keep it tight here with their strong defense. Here is Wakefield. We'll dish one off for Taylor Moore. Moore will get into the paint, and they'll say she traveled. So the ball is going to come back to Sydney. Again, with 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. Ball out of bounds. And the foul is going to be on Oxford. They'll say that Simmons lost control because of a foul by Allison Beckwith, her second, team's first, here in the fourth quarter. Wakefield with a steal on the inbounds pass, but Sydney will take it right back. Sydney with numbers if they can hurry. Here's Tara Smith. We'll find Simmons. Simmons gets into the paint, tosses one up. It's partially blocked. Ball comes down. It's loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Ball rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Oxford. It'll stay with Sydney. And so Sydney will inbound the basketball here with Tara Smith. Smith will look to work it in and find Caitlin Bookout. Bookout to the right side, pull-up jumper. The bank is open for Caitlin Bookout. She's got 4 points, and it is Oxford 27, Sydney 22, with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor for Allison Beckwith. Beckwith now will work it back for Taylor Moore. Moore travels as she gets to the foul line. She got stuck in a tough position there. And she'll give the ball back here to Sydney after the traveling violation against Oxford. Ellie Ryan and Carly Miller will check back into the game here for the Blackhawks with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So here is Emma Simmons, the eighth grader, with 7 points. It's a team high so far for Sydney. She hasn't scored in the second half, though. They'll need some buckets from her. And a good chance to stay involved here on this possession as she has the ball. Now she'll work one to the far side for Caitlin Bookout, who has been the hot hand here the last couple of minutes. Throws up a jumper, won't fall. Ellie Ryan with the rebound, and back up the floor they come. And here is Madeline Barrows, the eighth grader for Oxford, who is the point guard, finding Wakefield on the far side. Wakefield back to Barrows, down low, dishes one off. A good pass there for Carly Miller. Left-handed layup won't go down. Ball is loose, out of bounds, goes back to Sydney. Miller with a good opportunity there. Just couldn't get it to go. And so Sydney will get the ball back with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Oxford leading 27-22. And Sydney with the ball. This is a big possession. Both teams have gone back pretty much to the starting lineups on both sides here. Right side of the floor for Simmons. For Sydney with the basketball now. Going back here to Caitlin Bookout. Bookout will go to Simmons, left side of the floor, three-point line extended as Sydney goes left to right. They work it to the inside for Bavar, stolen away here by Barrows, but taken right back here by Sydney. That was Megan Warden who got a piece of it. Ball rolls out of bounds, but it was last touched by Oxford. Caitlin quickly back into the game, so Oxford does have their starting five back in with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Oxford 27 and Sydney 22. Sydney with the ball. This is a big possession. They could cut it to a one-possession game here if they could get a bucket on this trip down the floor. We're going to have a foul on Oxford. This will be Beckwith. That's her third, team second. Here's our team foul situation in the fourth quarter if you're keeping track at home. I know some of you do. We have Oxford with two team fouls, Sydney with none. That could play a difference in a close ball game down the stretch. Sydney gets it in. Here is Megan Warden. Passes to the interior for Haley Larson. Turnaround shot from Larson. Won't go down. Ball loose. Picked up by guess who? Caitlin Bookout with 6 points. Makes this a three-point game with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Oxford 27, Sydney 24. Bookout with the hot hand at the moment. Right side of the floor here for Sydney. Excuse me, for Oxford. Ellie Ryan with the ball goes back up top here for Allison Beckwith. Beckwith into the corner for Ellie Ryan on the baseline. Dishes one off, pull-up jumper for Caitlin Quigley. Won't go down. Ryan pulls it down. And a foul is going to be on Sydney, I believe on Megan Warden, yes. That's her second and the team's first. So again, team foul situation is Oxford with two, Sydney with one. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The score is 27-24. Oxford on top by three, trying to push it to a little bit more. Carly Miller with a turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound is for Oxford and a foul on Sydney. See who this one is on. This will be on Gifford, her first, and the team second. So both teams now with two team fouls. With 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter, Oxford leading by three. Beckwith to the line after the foul. First shot is good for Beckwith. That was a big one. So Beckwith now with 3 points. 28-24 is the score. Second shot coming here for Beckwith for Oxford. No good. Rebound for Sydney from Haley Larson. Larson back up the floor, lost control of it, and Oxford will steal it away. So the score is Oxford 28, Sydney 24. 4:45 to go here in the final quarter tonight at Sydney High School. Thanks for joining us on WCDO. Here is Madeline Barrows back out for Ellie Ryan. Straight away for a long three-pointer. Gets it to go. Huge shot there from Ryan. And what was a three-point game is now ballooned up, and Oxford leads 31-24. Does Sydney have another counterpunch in him? Here's Simmons, down low for Crystal Bavar. Her shot from the left low block is no good. Miller with a rebound and an outlet pass here to Madeline Barrows. Sydney needs a stop on defense. Here is Ellie Ryan. Interior pass for Caitlin Quigley. Quigley at the right low block, puts up the shot. It was partially blocked there by Bavar. Quigley gets it back. A great move to get up and under. Shot won't go. Gets it back for another opportunity. This time it won't go down. And a rebound for Sydney. Into the land of the trees with Emma Simmons and the shortest guard on the floor. Pulls down the rebound, comes up the floor, pops a three early in the shot clock, but it won't go. Rebound here for Bavar. Back out for Simmons. Fires up another one. This one's too strong. And Ellie Ryan comes away with it. Ryan back down the floor across the midcourt timeline. Ryan stops, tries to pass it to the interior, and is fouled with 3:40 to go. See who this one is on. Foul will be on Caitlin Bookout. That's her first and the team's third with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout is taken here by Oxford with the score. Oxford 31 and Sydney 24. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 31-24 is the score. Sydney, on an inbounds pass, will get the ball, but we'll have a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to give it back here to the Warriors. So Sydney headed down to a three-point deficit. It was 27-24. Oxford has ballooned it back up after a big-time three-pointer from Ellie Ryan to make it 31-24. Left side of the floor for Savannah Baldwin. They work it down low for Crystal Bavar. Her right-handed layup won't go down. Gets her own rebound. Kicks one back out. A long two. No, a pump fake. And the bucket here for the eighth grader, Emma Simmons, won't fall. It's like there's a lid on the rim right now here for Sydney. 3:10 to go in the fourth. And across the midcourt timeline for Barrows. Barrows now for Ellie Ryan. Ryan to the right side of the floor, on the baseline, takes it down low, right-handed layup, swirls around the rim, won't go down, ball is loose, and somehow out of the bottom of the pile, Sydney comes away with it with Savannah Baldwin. Baldwin down the right side of the floor, finds Crystal Bavar, back out to the point guard, Emma Simmons. Simmons with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter, looking for options, trying to get an open look. Simmons tosses one up. This one is tipped as her shot was partially blocked. Out of bounds it goes. And Sydney will hold on to possession. Crystal Bavar is going to go to the bench. Megan Warden comes back in. Sydney gets it in. Mariah Gifford with a point-blank opportunity. Left it short. Gets her own rebound and pulls it back out. Gifford finding Baldwin. Pump fakes on a three. Gets into the paint. Tosses one up and is fouled with 2.5 to go. Shot won't go down. Let's see. Shot was... It wasn't on the floor. It was a shooting foul. And Baldwin will step to the line here with 2.5 to go. So Baldwin settles in. These are big foul shots here for Sydney. First one is good. So Baldwin now with 5 points. And it's 31-25. Second shot coming here for Baldwin. This one is short. Rolls out of bounds off the rebound. And it is going to go back here to Oxford. Sydney brings up some full-court pressure. Here's Ellie Ryan. They'll beat it. She breaks it down to the left side of the floor. Gets into the paint. Kicks one back out. Barrows with a pull-up jumper from the foul line. It's good. Barrows with 4 points. And it's Oxford 33, Sydney 25. As we come up on 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Passing down low. Sydney with a right-handed layup there from Warden. This one won't go down, but the rebound is there for Haley Larson. She puts it in. She's got 4 points. Sydney calls a timeout. 2:02 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Oxford 33, Sydney 27. We'll be back after 60 seconds on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. 2 minutes to go out of the timeout. Sydney is going to get a steal off the Oxford inbounds pass. A pull-up jumper here for Haley Larson is no good. A rebound for the Blackhawks, and they'll bring it back up the floor here with a minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter. This is going to be a foul on Sydney, I believe, on the eighth grader, Emma Simmons, with a minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter. Team's fourth, her second. And let's see, we're going to have a foul now on the inbounds play before the ball even gets in. This is going to be on Sydney. This will be on Megan Warden. And that's the fifth foul here on Sydney. First on Warden. So this is going to send Caitlin Quigley to the line with a minute 45 to go. Oxford leading Sydney here on the road, 33-27. So Quigley to the line. First shot is short and no good. Second one coming. Key foul shots here for the Blackhawks as Quigley will step to the line here for her second opportunity. They trail 33-27. This one for Quigley is up and in. Rolled all the way around before it was able to fall. Quigley now has 9 points, and the score is Oxford 34, Sydney 27 with a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. Simmons will work it back up the floor across the midcourt timeline in the Sydney S. Simmons gets around a screen into the corner now. Here for Savannah Baldwin. Baldwin trying to get some real estate. Passing one down low for Larson. This one won't go. Boy, she had a good look at it there. Larson with her own rebound. Taps one back out for Baldwin. Baldwin into the paint. Off the glass and good. Savannah Baldwin now with 7 points, and a timeout is taken with a minute 17 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Oxford 34 and Sydney 29. Timeout taken here by the Warriors. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Make sure to stay tuned post-game. After this game wraps up, we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose during our post-game show. Score right now is Oxford 34, Sydney 29 with a minute 17 to go. Great effort by both teams here tonight in this MAC battle, the first contest of the 2019 year on WCDO. Glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo's our in-game producer down at our Main Street Sydney studio. Oxford will inbound the ball. Sydney bringing some man-to-man full-court pressure. They get a long lob pass ahead to Ellie Ryan. She breaks it, pulls up for a jumper, and buries it. Great press break there, and Ellie Ryan makes them pay. Now a steal by Oxford on the inbounds pass with a minute and 5 seconds to go. Here is Ryan. Goes down low here for Carly Miller, who puts it up off the glass and in. Miller with 7 points. And it is Oxford 38, Sydney 29. Back up the floor for Emma Simmons. Simmons back out for Baldwin. Straightaway three-pointer. Missed everything on that. Rolls out of bounds and back to Oxford with 45 seconds to go. So it appears that the Blackhawks might escape with a victory here. A hard-fought one against Sydney tonight on the road. Quigley gets to midcourt. We'll dish one back off for Barrows. Barrows scoots across midcourt, and we'll leave one here for Ellie Ryan. 30 seconds left. Blackhawks trying to burn some time here. They'll work one down low for Carly Miller on the baseline. Miller will pump one out. Oxford wants to continue to run some time off the clock. Finally, Barrows is fouled by Simmons with 24 seconds to go, and that will send Barrows to the line. Score is 38-29. Oxford is on top of Sydney. As I said, great effort by both sides here tonight. First shot is up and no good for Barrows with 4 points here tonight, looking to maybe make it five if she can get this shot to go. This one is good for Barrows, so she has five. So it's a 10-point lead. Oxford leads 39-29. Sydney with one last gasp here as they bring it up the floor. Here is Emma Simmons. Simmons takes it down low. The shot is off the mark, no good. Rolls out of bounds. Stays with Sydney with 15 seconds left. And so Oxford will earn this victory here tonight. But they had to earn it. Sydney really came to play. Sydney will get it into Baldwin. Went right through her fingertips, though. Barrows will bring it back up the floor with 13 seconds left. Barrows to midcourt, and she is fouled by Megan Warden with 10 seconds left. So Barrows is going to get a couple last-second foul shots to cap things off here tonight for the Blackhawks, who will pick up their first victory of 2019. As I said, they've been having a pretty good season so far. And so Barrows gets this one to go. She now has 6 points. Pretty balanced scoring here tonight. Barrows' second shot is good. So Barrows now with 7. Leading scorer was Ryan, Ellie Ryan with 15. And then Keelan Quigley with 9, Carly Miller with 7. Sydney quickly back up the floor. They trail 41-29. This will be a three-pointer at the buzzer here for Simmons. It won't go down, and that'll be our final score. Oxford 41, Sydney 29. Post-game show coming up. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly,
We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And hey, welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. One last time here from Sydney High School. Our final score, the Sydney girls falling tonight to Oxford at home 41-29 in a MAC battle. Here is our scoring summary. First for Oxford, a game by 15 points from Ellie Ryan. She is the high scorer tonight. Caitlin Quigley adds 9. Carly Miller with 7. And Madeline Burrows also with 7. And 3 points from Allison Beckwith for the Blackhawks tonight. For the Lady Warriors, 7 points from Savannah Baldwin, 7 from Emma Simmons, 6 from Caitlin Bookout, 4 from Haley Larson, 3 from Megan Warden, and 2 from Mariah Gifford here tonight. So nice balanced scoring for Sydney on their side in the defeat here tonight. Let's do our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that award tonight to Ellie Ryan from Oxford. As I said, a game-high 15 points, made some key shots, especially that three-pointer late in the ball game when Sydney had it chipped down to just a three-point deficit. She nailed a three and really just kind of put the icing on the cake there for Oxford. So Ellie Ryan of the Oxford Blackhawks is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up, the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that to Savannah Baldwin tonight. 7 points, but I thought she was just scrappy on defense, hustling up and down the floor. So Savannah Baldwin of Sydney will get our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Caitlin Quigley tonight from Oxford. 9 points, did a little bit of everything. I thought she was great rebounding the basketball. And so we'll give Caitlin Quigley from Oxford our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. It's going to wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. Again, a 41-29 victory for Oxford over Sydney on the road. We'll be back on the air on Friday. We'll be traveling over to South Courtright for a non-league game as the undefeated Rams, or South Courtright's 11-0, and the boys are ranked number 2 in the state in Class D. They'll be hosting Unadilla Valley, who's one of the premier teams in Class C, and one of the early favorites to maybe have a chance to win the MAC. So it's going to be a great game on Friday. Please join us for that. 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:50 for our Butler Auto pregame show between UV and South Courtright. That game is on Friday. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios down on Main Street. Again, the final score, Oxford 41, Sydney 29. Have a great night. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you on Friday on WCDO Sports.